launching a Progressive Alliance website. You'll know him as one of the organisers of the Labour-supporting think tank Compass. David Cowling is here. Used to be the BBC's editor of political research, now senior visiting research fellow at King's College, University London. Morning to you both.
Morning.
So, Neil, what makes you believe it might work this time round? You, me, David, we'd all remember for election after election, there'd been attempts to get tactile voting. Never really does work, though, does it?
No. 20 years ago, 1997, the Tories were smashed because of huge numbers of tactical voting in that election. The Labour Party and the Liberal Democrat Party did a deal behind the scenes not to contest seats in terms of putting effort into about 100 seats, everyone was sent the message that you should vote tactically.
Do you think that deal delivered, though, rather than a desire of the electorate after many years of Tory government just to see the back of them?
I'm sure that was part of it, but there was a concerted effort, talks between Ashdown and Blair, deals between Cook and McLennan, and the whole environment was done whereby there was a pincer movement against the Tory party. And we go back to the end of last November, and we go to Richmond Park. Richmond Park, the Labour Party insisted on standing a candidate.
It's in the by-election.
In the by-election to get rid of Zach Goldsmith, and the Labour Party polled less votes than they had members. So the Labour Party members and the public generally get tactical voting, and now with new technology, it's going to change the face of this election.
New technology, crucially, that's the key to what you're doing this time. Just explain what the website therefore does.
Well, you put your progressivealliance.org.uk, you put your postcode in, and it tells you how to vote for the best place progressive given where you live.
So, David Cowling, if people want to use it, of course they may well not want to vote for other parties, but if they do, is there any chance it'll work?
I'm a deep sceptic. I think it'll, you know, that things will happen on the margins, but it just seems to me that the current talk about the Progressive Alliance isn't born of strength, but really of despair and desperation, because the people, progressives, see a Conservative juggernaut about to sweep across the country, and they've got 6 weeks to try and stop it in its tracks.
And yet, this example of the by-election, Tony Blair's words yesterday, suggests there are people for whom party isn't the most important thing in this election. Stopping hard Brexit or stopping a Tory landslide might be.
Certainly the old sort of certainties have disappeared, but in a way it plays both ways, because we seem to be assuming that if you stand only one candidate, then, you know, Labour, Liberal, Democrat and Greens in their tens of thousands will be staying at home, standing to attention, waiting to be instructed as to whom to vote for. That's not going to happen either. It doesn't work like that, and maths don't work.
Isn't that the key thing, Neil Lawson, which is the number of people who actually will ever find your website, let alone be interested enough, let alone want to be told what to do and who to vote for, is tiny.
No, it's enormous. What's really interesting about this election campaign, which hasn't even officially kicked off, is that talk of tactical voting usually happens in the last week, just as David said, when people are desperate. What's happened this time is there's been a massive outpouring of local parties talking about deals and vote swapping sites, tactical voting sites popping up all over the place. This is going to be an election like no other, which will be driven not from the press releases and the, you know, the newsrooms. It's going to be delivered by the people. And I suggest, David, you know, get out there and talk to people and find out that there's a very different sentiment going on.
He's very gently saying to you, I think, David, maybe not that gently, you're stuck in the past before the era of social media and footloose voters.
Well, that may be true, although we've been told that every election in recent history is always going to be the social media election. It hasn't happened. But I think there's a fundamental flaw to all of this, which is that when Tim Farron in December was asked precisely about whether he would rule out going into coalition with the Conservatives, he said, quotes, "It's not up to me to choose who the Lib Dems go into power with if the Lib Dems don't get a majority. That's up to the electorate, and that's how the arithmetic worked out in 2010. And so I have this vision of all these people working their socks off to have a Progressive Alliance, and the Lib Dems then go into government with the Conservatives. How progressive is that?
Brief final one for you, David. How many voters do you think, you guess, are out there who are confused? In other words, Tories who are Remainers, Labour voters who don't like Corbyn, Liberal Democrats who are Leavers, people, in other words, who are torn?
Well, I think there are loads and loads of them, but the experience of general elections, I think, is that people aren't guided by just one thing. So they may be feeling strongly about Remain and Brexit, but they may also feel strongly about the economy and the future of their family and housing. So there are lots of complex issues which make certainty so very difficult to sort of define.
David Cowling, thank you. Neil Lawson of the Progressive Alliance website, thank you too.